gentlemen, Dave Bailey, lead singer, writer, and producer for Glass Animals, chats with Bennett.
Heatwave is my favorite song of the year. I mean, this is just beyond massive. Congrats, man.
Thank you. It's crazy. Well, what a crazy, amazing, bonkers, scary, everything year.
Can you even put this into, can you put it into words? I mean, it's just insane. I mean, also the Grammy nomination as well. I mean, this has just been such a ride.
It's been, what a ride. I mean, it's just, it all means, it's so crazy. Everything was like canceled forever, and then everything was back on, and everything was canceled again. Everything was back on, and just like the ultimate roller coaster. And I feel like, yeah, it's just that kind of, that nomination at the end of it was just, considering the circumstances, such a huge, like, I don't know, just an amazing way to round out the year, and just made, just means so much considering the last couple of years.
Absolutely. There's so much to cover, so much to talk about. But about that Grammy nomination, I mean, listen, I've been a fan since what, when Gooey came out, was that 2014? So okay. I was like,
original.
Yeah. So I was like, best new artist. I was like, that song came out like 7 years ago. So were you surprised by that specific nomination, or how does that even work? I guess I don't know.
You know what? I think it's wicked. We try every single album. We try to like sound, kind of try to be a different band, try to find new sounds, new ways to write words, new ways to write melodies. And we're always pushing to try and do new things, things we haven't done before, keep it interesting and try and, yeah, just try and keep it very fresh. And that's what's exciting to us. So to be put in a new artist category, it's actually like feels kind of awesome.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, what an honor. And this song, Heat Waves, man, it just, did you know it was going to be as big as it is, as it currently is? Like, I feel like it just keeps on growing and growing, this record. You put it out, what, in the beginning of the year, was it?
Yeah, no, it was a while ago.
Was it back in 2020? You put it out?
So it was probably June 2020. I think we were like rushing to get it out before.
Oh my God.
Because of the lyric, of course, but
sure.
Great. Like, I never expected it. It's a very sad song. It's quite like insular, and it's really, really personal, and actually the most personal thing I've ever written, probably. So it's quite strange that it's built into this. And, in a way, it's a little, it's like my secret's out. My most personal moment, or one of my most personal moments, is now kind of shared with everybody. But you know what? If I can do it, anyone can do it. It's just, it was a risk writing something so personal. But I think everyone kind of wanted a bit of that when we were locked.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, you being so transparent and vulnerable on the song, do you think that was part of the secret sauce to why this song is this successful?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I know a lot of my favorite songs are like some of my favorite writers being their most vulnerable and being their most personal. And that tends to be like when I feel, if I'm feeling a certain way, if I'm feeling really a bit weird, I'll listen to something by like the Beach Boys or something and be like, oh, well, if they can feel like that, you know, I can, it justifies the way I'm feeling. It's amazing. Also, it's about missing someone, and it's nostalgic. And I think a lot of us were looking for comfort and nostalgia through the pandemic because we couldn't go out and create new memories. We were all missing the people that we loved. And this song is about exactly that. Weirdly, I wrote it before the pandemic, when our drummer had a bit of a life-threatening accident. And he's made this miracle recovery now. But in a way, the two situations had a lot of similarities. Like he was stuck inside and I was stuck inside with him, just waiting for news. And all of our future plans were we just canceled all of our tours, all of our future plans. Yeah, similar. The future was very unknown. So I was going back into memories and nostalgia.
And, you know, the song is so deep and so personal, like you've been saying, and the lyrics are so meaningful, but the song is so melodic and so catchy. Was it always going to be that way? You know what I mean? Could you have gone the ballad route or the more depressing, you know, sonically?
I could have done, and you know what? That's how all the songs start. They start with me. I have this guitar right here. It's like a little rubbish classical Spanish guitar. It's always out of tune, and I start everything on it, and it kind of everything starts as a ballad almost. But I actually think there's a bit of optimism in the song. It's saying that it's like okay to miss someone that's healthy. It's actually a good thing to feel, and you kind of feel refreshed and like after letting yourself. We do so much to distract ourselves from feeling sad. Like that's what the opening line is usually.
Right.
Like you and me, and like we do so much to distract ourselves, but sometimes when we let ourselves feel something, it actually feels good.
You feel human to feel something, even if that's a sad emotion. At least you're being a person. You're feeling, you know, the emotions.
Numbing ourselves with too much Netflix, which I am very, very guilty of. I do it all the time.
What's your go-to Netflix to drown out emotions or thoughts or stuff like that? Any go-tos?
I what have I been watching? Like, I've been watching Narcos Mexico lately.
Oh, okay.
I love the first Narcos. That's one of my favorites. And Breaking Bad is like, that's my kind of classic. I've rewatched that a couple of times now. It's amazing.
It doesn't get old. I feel like we all did that, right? Like, you know, during lockdown, it's like relive all the shows that we love to binge. Breaking Bad, Sopranos. Like I did all of that. That was like my go-to.
Like the kind of like spooky ones. I was watching all those exactly. And then every time I left the house, I was like, oh my God, someone's following me. Someone's keep my eye out for someone creeping up on me here.
Yeah, seriously. And now, like, you know, things are getting more normal little by little. I know performing is so important to you. Just, I know you're on the road. And I think all next year too, right? You know, your big massive tour. How does it feel to perform these songs once again for your fans?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, like we released this album and we never got to perform them. It was so weird. It's such a, normally you kind of perform the songs that run up to the album. And when you release the album, you tour like crazy. And that's like how you get to see people listening to the music and hopefully enjoying it and not like booing you. It's like you're watching people kind of absorb the music and you get to meet people after the show and you see that people are hopefully enjoying it. We didn't have any of that. It was so strange for so long. So when it finally came back, we played our first shows in the States when it must have been late August. We had this show in New York, it's like the first one that we did, and I just broke down crying. It was so, like walking out on that stage, and I don't know, however many people were there, all singing at the same time. It was just such a moment, melted my heart.
Absolutely, and not having it for so long, just an extra layer, just so much more special. Do you notice the reception just growing and growing now that you've kind of catapulted to a different level of success? Has the crowds gotten rowdier, or just how has it gone?
It depends where you go. I feel like rowdiness changes as you move around the world. In England, there's a lot of rowdiness for sure. Yeah, like our music's like quite chill and a little bit melancholic, I think I'd say. But they're like mosh pits and naked crowd surfers. Stuff, and it's I mean it's a bit too much sometimes. I love it in America. Everyone just sit in America, it's just like this huge sing-along, and it's the most heartwarming thing. Sometimes I can't even hear myself singing. I just have to stop, and everyone sings. It's wonderful.
It's like one of those moments where I have to like just stop for a second, like take it all in and absorb what is happening right now, because it's just so special. You know, this past year, you know, you've gone from this alt, you know, group on alt radio. Now, like, you know, I'm playing your songs next to Adele and Ariana Grande. Like, is this the world you want to be in? Have you heard, has Adele like reached out? Like, have you talked to some of these artists now that, you know, you're up for, you know, you're in the same category in the Grammys. Like, this is just unreal. You know, is this the world you want to be in?
Absolutely unreal. And you know what, when we were kind of releasing the record, and again there was no touring, I was stuck in this room here that you can see. So many musicians, some of my heroes reached out. I won't like name names, but some of my favorite songwriters, new and old, reached out, and it just meant it meant so much. So huge credit to, yeah, to all of them. And that's what kept me going. That's what made me want to release this record at all in a pandemic.
I know it's got to been super weird. So you're doing the tour. Do you have any downtime coming up for the holiday? Like, are you get to relax at all and kind of reset for the next leg of the tour in the new year?
I've got a little, you know what, next week I'm going to wind down over here. Saying that, you know, my life isn't too bad at the moment. I get to speak to you like this. This is kind of great. I'm just in my studio. My dog is here. He actually just peed in the corner. But that's the only bad thing right now. Everything seems pretty good. I'm going to take some downtime, go see my mum and kind of catch up with friends. We've been on tour for so long. I feel like,
right.
Don't we all want to do that? Yeah. I'm going to go see them all.
What is the family thing? Like, what are they going to say when you come home for the holiday and catch up on the past year or so? Like, what's their reaction?
I think, you know what? My mum has only quite recently embraced the fact that, like, I make music and she's not thinking of it as like a real job. I was going to college and she has always wanted me to like be a doctor. She's like, David, you gotta go be a doctor. And so I was trying to be a doctor. I was at medical school and I dropped out, but I didn't tell her until not actually that long ago. And she was so mad. She's until very recently kept asking me when I was going to go back to school. And so hopefully this time when I go back, I won't get that question. When are you going back? When are you going back to school?
Oh my God. Hopefully the Grammy nomination will kind of like end that conversation, right? You would think.
You'd think. We'll see. I wouldn't put it past my mom though.
Grammy nomination is cool and all, but MD, come on. I need that a doctorate. I mean, come on.
She's probably gonna. She has actually started listening to every like radio interview that I do. She's become kind of like our biggest fan ever. She sends me text sometimes while I'm doing live interviews. Like if there's a video component, she'll be like, "Sit up straight." Please come on. I'm like,
that's the best thing ever. Hey, mom, if you're watching, she never knows. She might be.
Will be watching either her, my auntie, one of them.
And I just realized my posture has been so bad this whole time, so she's definitely judging me right now.
As I said that, I sat up like twice as straight as I was.
Moms know, they just know, they get it. So relaxing during the holiday and then the new year, do you subscribe to like New Year's resolutions? Are you thinking about goals for the new year? I know you're gonna be back on the road, right? What, March 2022 and then all throughout next year, right? Is that?
Yeah, it's gonna be an amazing year for touring, and we get to come back to the States for like two and a bit months. It's gonna be awesome. I haven't even thought about resolution. I think my resolution for next, like this year has been, like I feel like I've been like holding on to the back of this roller coaster that has been this year, and just like flailing along, just being through all of this. And next year, I think my resolution is gonna be to sit back and like try and digest everything and just try to enjoy it all for a minute. Because this year, I'm just trying to stay afloat.
Just hanging on for dear life. But in 2022, you're going to actually enjoy the ride, right?
Enjoy the ride. I'm going to go to a lot of parties. I'm going to go see some more live music. Maybe that'll be it. Yeah. To go see more. I need to go see more live music.
Yeah. I mean, you'll be at the Grammys, right? Are you going to be in attendance?
Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't worked out exactly, you know, haven't gone into the details of what I'm going to wear yet, but we're going. I'm excited.
Going all in. I love it. And then your new single is going to cross over to the US. I know we were still playing Heat Waves. Like we're on Heat Waves. We'll probably be on Heat Waves the next 3 years, I feel like.
Oh my God. And then, buddy, I apologize.
And then I don't want to talk. I just want to dance, which I love that song. But I feel like, you know, we're still in heat waves over here. In December, I'm based out of Philadelphia right now, and we're just most requested live. We just cannot get enough of heat waves. So We'll see whenever we.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's 41 degrees, but it's heat wave season.
I hope it warms you up a little bit.
It does. It does. And it really has all year. I mean, like I said, I mean, this is just one of my favorite songs of this past year. And obviously, everyone agrees, especially the Grammys. So just congrats on all this success, man. You guys definitely deserve it.
Oh, thanks so much. I can't wait to get back over stateside as soon as possible. I actually grew up in the States. So.
In Texas, right?
I was in Texas for a minute, and I was actually in this place called Worcester, sort of near Boston, northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole 5 feet of snow every winter, digging snow tunnels as a kid.
Don't you miss it?
I really, really do. We just get this like slush over here in England.
Oh.
Really pathetic rain and slush, and the snow never settles.
It's like depressing. It's more depressing than snow, because like, what can you do with it? It's just like sad slush.
Sad,
you know,
slush.
It's all dirty.
Can't do a snowman really, so people just kind of write slightly offensive or draw their feet in the park, and that's about it.
It's like just asking for it at that point. Well, come on, come back over. You know, it's the Northeast. We'd love to see you. I know you performed in Philly. Did you? Yeah, you performed this year in Philly, right?
A couple months ago.
Yeah. I missed it, so shame on me. So you have to come back out soon, man. Love to see you.
As possible. Yeah, I'll see you there.
Congrats on the year. All the best in the new year. Dave from Glass Animals, thank you so much for joining Most Requested Live.
Thanks. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.